pollution doesn't respect national borders. That means that whatever is emitted into the atmosphere, it travels for long distances, thousands of kilometers or thousands of miles, and then affects the environment and people elsewhere. So in order to address the issue successfully, you need to cooperate and reduce emissions throughout the whole region, like a continent.
Now, have you felt improvements in the last couple of years? You're based in Geneva.
On one hand, yes, a lot has been done and there is a lot of improvements, but that doesn't mean that there are no challenges still present. And these challenges are a number of other pollutants which still need to be significantly reduced.
Where do those pollutants stem from? What's the cause of them?
All the air pollutants originate from different sectors in the economy, from the industry, from transport, mainly the road transport, but also from agriculture and the residential sector. So in order to address the issue, you need to reduce emissions in all of these sectors and also insist on international cooperation in this field.
Speaking of international cooperation, 51 countries have signed this convention. Out of the 56 that are member states of the UN Economic Commission for Europe, which are the countries that have yet to sign?
Well, it's mainly three countries in the Central Asia, which is Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, and also two other countries in the Economic Commission for Europe. But I think this is one of the most successful conventions in terms of its attendance and also successful measures.
What are some of the reasons why they might not have signed on yet?
There are, I think, individual reasons in each country. First of all, maybe the priority of air pollution is not as high as in the other countries, or the understanding of the problem is not so widespread. But I think we are working very hard in the Secretariat and the Convention to bring the remaining parties or the remaining member states of the Economic Commission for Europe to ratify the Convention and also its protocols.
Is there anything that individuals can do to support their governments making better decisions in terms of air pollution?
Yes, of course. There are a lot of actions that individuals can do, like reduce the road traffic, save energy, and also other forms of energy efficiency. So this will all contribute to less air pollutants being emitted.